News Talk 1620 WTAW. Going back to yesterday's A&M System Board of Regents meeting and the more than 40-minute discussion about next year's budget, which begins in September, those in charge of running those 20 organizations, which include 11 universities, of course, the flagship here, but also all the other A&M system agencies. The budgets for fiscal year 2014 remain up in the air. The Board of Regents deciding to table action after a last-minute idea from Regent Morris Foster of Austin to hold back 5% from each organization. That's 5% of the $3.7 billion system budget. Wanted to let you hear the opening comments from Morris Foster that led to his suggestion yesterday.
First, I think everybody did an excellent job of working their budget. I know behind each one of the presentations there was a tremendous amount of work that went into those presentations, analysis, and so on. And you all know my interest and my emphasis on costs, and I was very pleased to see the organizations really focus on and produce, if you will, what I will call concrete items and results on those items that were being achieved as a result of the special programs that they were putting in place. I'll say, as I look at the total budget, you know, at the 3738 level, you know, I think that the organization being as good as it is, that we have even more potential, and I think they outlined some of that potential, to spend monies that are less than what we summed up and looked at yesterday. And what I'd like to suggest to, as a way, a method to get at that additional potential, that we take the budget that we saw yesterday in total, that we approve that budget at the level of 95% of that budget, and then we have a, what I'm going to call, for lack of a better word, a holdback of 5%, which we empower the chancellor to control and manage, and then in the first 3 to 6 months of the budget year, that he will visit with the board from time to time as appropriate to say, I'm really not going to need that 5%, or I'm going to need half of it, or something. And the whole idea of that is really to, I think, captured the potential that exists amongst all of our organizations. It's not the question whether we got the right number or the wrong number. It is an opportunity, if you will, to raise the bar a little bit and achieve some potential that I think exists out there.
Questions and comments followed. Most of the dialogue was between Foster and Regent Charles Swartz of Houston.
The devil's obviously in the details. If I have a car payment that's due every month, I can't cut back my household budget by 5% and send in the bank 5%.
No, but you can cut out your Starbucks every day.
That's right. I can, but some judgment has to be made, and some more objective, in my feeling, some more objective criteria has to exist as to which group of obligations fall in mandatory.
And I'm going to ask the chancellor to do that.
Well,
I don't want to do it.
I have the same confidence in the chancellor that you do, but I don't feel comfortable just pitching it to them and saying, well, you decide which ones are really car payment obligations, bonded indebtedness.
Why don't you have that confidence?
Well, because the budget applies to those. I can't look at that budget and make that decision myself, looking one each and say, oh, this is an absolute obligation, this is a dedicated fund, this comes.
That's why you give it to the chancellor.
Well, I think there's still going to be some, even with his judgment, it's going to be a lot of subjective judgment. And so then when that occurs, that means that when something either falls into the left bucket, which I'll call the car payment bucket, because it has to be made, bonded indebtedness, scholarships, BARDA, if you say.
Formula funding.
And then that means it's not 5% on the discretionary budget. It may be 80%. It may be 70%. And then we're going to have just discretion. We're just going to have wide open discretion about whether we're going to meet the budgets or not. And I feel the budget is the board's responsibility at the end.
Then there were members of the Board of Regents wanting to table the item, among them Jim Schwartner.
We've got a lot of smart people on this board. We've also got a lot of smart CEOs. And I think we ought to defer this discussion for a while because these folks have spent hours working with Chancellor Sharp and their self and their provost. And to blindside them at the last minute, until we think about this some more, I'm not disagreeing that the 5% is the right thing. But I can tell you that I just don't like to do business that way, where at the last minute you blindside folks that spent 3 or 4 months.
When the 40-minute or so discussion ended, the Board of Regents unanimously voted to table action on the fiscal year 2014 budget. They have until the end of the month to get that done. No date's been set for a special meeting to consider that item. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.